FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The KwaZulu-Natal Council of Churches says the province's places of worship are under siege from criminals. Last year, a CDP pastor and Mhlathuze councillor, John Myaka, was shot and killed in full view of his congregants. Other places of worship around the country are also increasingly being targeted by criminals who rob congregants of their belongings during services. The church council has met in Durban to pray for peaceful elections. Pastor Jeffrey Gatidzanza is hoping the polls will usher in effective leadership in the fight against crime.
Church is a place where everybody runs to for refuge and runs to for hope and prayer. But right now, church are being targeted, robbed, pastors are being killed and stabbed. So that we are expecting a move of God to give us leaders that will be able to bring sanity into our lives, not only the church, but into our lives, and enforce the law of the constitution so that we will all be at peace.
Nestle South Africa is vouching for the nutritional integrity of its baby products after a recent report accused the company of getting some children addicted to sugar. An investigation compared the sugar content of the food manufacturer's products for infants and young children in high-income countries and lower-income nations. It was done by Swiss-based human rights organization Public Eye, along with the International Baby Food Action Network. They found that Nestle's Cerelac wheat based cereals for six-month-old babies sold in Germany and the UK have no added sugar, while the same product contains over 5 grams per serving in Ethiopia, 6 grams in Thailand, and 4 grams in South Africa. In a statement, Nestle South Africa says factors like regulations, consumer preferences, and ingredient availability inform the slight variations in recipes across countries. But it insists the adjustments do not compromise the nutritional integrity of its products for infants and young children. The company adds there have been efforts to reduce the sugar content in its product range, including the phased removal of added sugars worldwide. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been tipped for a third term in office as India gets a lengthy election off the ground. A total of 968 million people are eligible to cast their ballots over the next 6 weeks in the world's biggest vote, which began this morning. Local political analyst Levi Ndo says the 73-year-old Modi's time in office has seen India rise in diplomatic clout and economic power.
My expectation is that the BJP party is going to be re-elected, then that would allow Modi to serve a third term. If you look at India on the global stage, Mr. Modi has done a very good job in terms of making India a country that is widely respected. India is a member of BRICS, so he's trying to balance being a member of BRICS on the one hand, but also being friendly to the West.
Durban 28, tomorrow Peter Marsberg 33, Richards Bay 29.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins currently 21-1, chasing 109 to beat the Tuskers in the CSA T20 Challenge. The Varsity College Comets are through to the Varsity Shield final with a dramatic win over the Madibas. And it's a big Saturday of local football coming up tomorrow.